Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
hats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Have you ever seen me when I'm not?
Actually, I have never seen you not blissed. Oh, by the way, I got your email, and Mrs. Finelli and I would love to attend your event, so we will be there.
Oh, wonderful. Great.
Yep. And let's see. So, class, your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Dr. Norman Sheely is with us. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. There's a link to your instructors on the website. And if you'd like to call in to Dr. Sheely, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Dr. Sheely, is there anything that you would like to start the broadcast with? Is there anything that's on your mind?
Did you see my crazy as hell email?
Well, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, you know, since I was in medical school, it has been obvious to me that psychiatry is probably slightly worse than oncology in what it can do to help people. And if you know what I mean, I'm not very enthusiastic about chemotherapy and radiation for cancer, which is oncology. But when I was in medical school, the worst course that I've ever taken, actually not only in medical school before and since then, was in psychiatry. It was an abomination. And on the final exam, they ask a stupid question, which isn't surprising, list five characteristics of a good psychiatrist. And I listed five, I wrote five, crazy as hell five times. I was called in. And they threatened to flunk me. And I said, would you like me in this blank course again next year? They didn't dare, you know? And so recently I received a notice from a physician and says there's a movement to actually abandon psychiatry, get rid of it altogether, which to me is a good idea. There may be 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 psychiatrists who are worth the air they breathe. The others, to me, are only saprophytes at best. They suck energy and they harm people. The drugs they use are unacceptable, and that's being kind. So I sent around this note from another physician about help retire psychiatry.
Dr. Sheely, as you discuss this, are you making more or fewer friends in the community in the Ozark Mountains? Seriously,
well,
I'm talking about
anybody who's
Cox
had an experience with most psychiatrists will love what I'm saying, because they don't even do their crappy psychotherapy anymore, and it never was any good because most of it was based on Freud the Fraud, who was one of the great criminals of all times, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And but the drugs they use are not only not effective, they're harmful. Every one of them that they use actually increases the psychological problems rather than helps.
Can you give us an example? Can you give us an example of what you're saying?
The best published, the single best published antidepressant drug says it's 42% effective. Vince, placebo is 35% effective. Yeah, and there are 7%. Serious side effects with placebo.
Mm-hmm.
Over 60% of people taking an antidepressant drug have significant side effects, like committing suicide. The incidence of suicide is markedly increased at all ages when people take antidepressant drugs. If you just take the increase in suicide, that takes it down below placebo in effectiveness. If you take erectile dysfunction, which is 100% of men taking them, you know, I mean, basically, when you take the serious side effects of antidepressant drugs, they not only are not effective, they're harmful. The same is true of the antipsychotic drugs. The same is true of the anti-anxiety drugs. The anti-anxiety drugs actually do help anxiety, but they transform it into depression. And personally, I'd rather be anxious than depressed.
And we really have a lot of people today who seem depressed. They seem withdrawn. And I believe that part of this starts because of the economic conditions, the lack of jobs. Back in Germany, before World War II, Adolf Hitler was enabled people to feel proud. Okay, everybody was somebody. And I did a broadcast with Harry Cooper of Shark Hunters, and we were talking about how even the guys who changed the light bulbs on the streets in Germany before World War II and after World War II, until the Allies destroyed Germany. Allied troops destroyed Germany. That everybody had a purpose. Everybody had a sense of being. Everybody was important. The guys who changed the light bulbs had their own daggers and uniforms, and they felt proud. We don't have that anymore, and because of that, I think we have a feeling that we're not important. We're not as useful. And part of that, I believe, would lead to some depression. Do you think so, Dr. Shealy?
Well, to some extent, that's true.
It's been
true, obviously, for several hundred years, because there's always been these economic ups and downs.
Yeah. This is pretty bad.
The real problem is it's multi-generational, because once a parent is depressed, that's conveyed to the next generation, and on it goes.
Yeah, and I was thinking that, you know, when people don't have a job, how do they respond to when they meet someone new? So what do you do? Well, you mean what did I used to do, or what do I do now? And we are known, I guess we are ranked by what we do. And so if we have certain positions, we seem to be deemed as more valuable, more important. And I can understand how people who don't have jobs, and only a third of Americans are working right now, if only a third of us are working, two-thirds of us either aren't old enough to work or too old to work or aren't working, then we might not have a degree of self-worth that would make us feel important enough to not have depression.
Well, you're very right, of course. But you know what's not gotten across, Vince, to me? And certainly, I know you have to feel this way, because even though you are a prepared survivalist, mm-hmm. you also depend upon a lot of other people.
Absolutely.
To help. And
yeah.
To me, anybody who is in any kind of useful job is just equal to anybody else.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that.
I mean, to me, I can't deal with plumbing. You know? I would throw up with most plumbing situations. I respect a plumber above most people. And I'm not being facetious when I say that. But I so respect carpenters and electricians and the people who collect garbage. All of these things to me are critical for me to be able to live and do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we need somehow is to get across that any job that you do that's doing something for humanity, and most jobs are, is worthwhile. We just hired a new person yesterday to make our lotions and oils. And it's a young man, 25 years, well, not quite 25 yet. And, I mean, he's such a nice attitude. I'm so pleased to see someone at that age, you know, who's enthusiastic. And I'm delighted to welcome him on board. Now, one of the reasons that you got an invitation to our staff Christmas party is, for some years, we had a woman running the bookstore, and she did a good job of it, but she had the most awful attitude towards life. And when I call her Scrooge, that's being kind. And yet I didn't have a good reason to fire her other than nobody liked her. Well, you know, last year when we had the big computer kerfuffle in May, the opportunity came to revamp everything as Scrooge left. Oh, my. I know I've got to learn to express myself better.
Well, I was just, you know, I've got this mental image of someone who is in customer service that no one likes, you know, or someone who greets customers that no one likes.
Oh, dear. Well, you know, it's some people just have more than a black cloud over them.
Yep.
It's sort of like a thunderstorm.
And you know, no matter what it's doing outside, first thing that Mrs. Finelli says to me is, "What a great day! You know, what a great day!" And you know, it's great to be here. It's great to be alive. And she puts a positive spin on everything. And you know, it's a great way to start. And I think that is what you're saying that you would like to see. And that's what I'd like to see.
Yes.
So Dr. Shuler and I will be right back. And I tell you, I've got a lot of questions. Congestive heart failure, beef jerky, gas, burping. Why do you stick out your tongue when you go to the doctors? A lot of questions. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us, Dr. Norm Shealy. In class, if you'd like to get a copy of Dr. Shealy's newsletter, let's go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. It's absolutely free. It's the same newsletter I get. And it contains information that we talk about right here on this broadcast at usaprepares.com. Dr. Shealy, we have a listener, a class member, and she's 80 years old, and she called Mrs. Finelli. And she said, you know, I was at the doctor's, and the doctor noticed that my ankles were swollen. And he said, well, you've got congestive heart failure, and you're going to die soon. I mean, it's horrible, absolutely horrible to, you know, to get that kind of information that way. And she said, aren't you going to run some tests or something? And he said, no, he didn't run any tests. So, Dr. Shealy, what can a person do for congestive heart failure? Now, my mom has it, and, you know, she's had it for, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years. And we make sure that she eats well, she gets exercise, and she's doing fine.
Well,
what can a person do?
Find another doctor in this case. That, to me, is beyond acceptable from any physician. First of all, congestive heart failure is not a fatal illness unless you don't treat it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there are some old-fashioned drugs that I think are infinitely better than most of the modern ones, like Digitalis. Properly done, Digitalis helps congestive heart failure and doesn't create nearly the problems that all the diuretics and some of the other modern drugs do. But even those modern drugs can help control congestive heart failure well. Now, I would love to ask, if I may, has it changed at all since she started on the five oils? The swelling of the ankles on me, or your mother.
No, no, this is not my mom. This
right,
is,
no, no. She
this
got, well, okay, she doesn't have the congestive heart failure anymore. It's under control.
Absolutely. My mom is on the Bliss oils, the five oils, as Mrs. Finelli and I. We're all on them. And we're doing just great. The person that we're talking about is not on any of the oils, and she is really busy. I mean, she owns her own company. She, as a matter of fact, I wanted you two to meet. She lives in Missouri, and we're having a little get together here on the farm on the 21st, which is a Sunday at 1 o'clock. I've invited our meetup group, and I wanted to invite you to come to the farm if you'd like to, and I'm certainly going to invite her too. So that's the 21st at 1 o'clock, Dr. Shirley. And our instructors are invited. If you're any of the instructors are in town, you know, these are people I know. I just can't say anybody who's in the area. But you know, people I know, because it's at our home. So if any of you are going to be in the area, you know, just send me an email or give me a call, and we'll make sure you have directions. But so, Dr. Shirley, if you're available, we'd love to have you. You know, come to the farm, and I'll invite her. But she is probably, you know, one of your top fans, and she listens every day to you. That, you know, when you're on the air with me, she listens and she takes notes, and then she calls the house and asks, you know, for follow up information. But she said that she was kind of surprised that no tests were given. This doctor just looked at her ankles and said, you know, you've got congestive heart failure. But my mom, here's what we've done for my mom. She's on supplements, of course, and she's on the five essential oils, Dr. Shirley's Bliss oils, and she is also on Kyani Nitro Extreme, and we try to eat pretty well, and she's active. So at over 90 years old, she's doing great. Well, what can we do for this other lady who was diagnosed with CHF?
Well,
can you diagnose someone with CHF just by looking at ankles?
No, that's, well, you know, I have to say it on my own radio, the one I do every Thursday afternoon frequently. He's an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can't say anything there. That is absolutely unacceptable behavior on anybody's part. Did he even listen to her chest? Because congestive heart failure, really, you got to hear something in the lungs to say it, congestive heart mm-hmm. failure rather than ankle edema.
Mm-hmm.
I have some other thoughts I'll give you afterwards.
Well, let's talk some more about congestive heart failure and what we can do about it, and I'll share a little bit more about what we're doing for my mom. Okay, Dr. Norman Shirley and I will be right back. We've got over an hour and a half to go on this broadcast, and I'd like to talk about new clothing and insecticides. Do we have to wash new clothing first before we wear it? A lot of questions.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Shule is with us, and we're talking about congestive heart failure. And I mentioned that my mom has been diagnosed with it many, many, many years ago. And when I was first told, I thought, you know, that was going to be the end very, very quickly. And we put her on vitamins, minerals, supplements, exercise. And she's always been very active out in the garden. You know, she's lived on a farm since the 90s. And, you know, she lives here on the farm with us here in Missouri. She's very active, very busy, and she's doing just fine. She's doing just fine, Dr. Shule. She comes to the meetups on Mondays. She's been to the expo. you know, walks around the expo all by herself. And she's really active. So I think that, and she's on Kayani. She's on Kayani Nitro Extreme, which you've recommended for all of our family. And it seems like those are the answers. Are there other answers?
The only others that I would, I think, in the lady you're talking about, probably number one would be Kayani Nitro Extreme, and number two would be at least, well, water and crystal bliss. I think those would be particularly helpful for the edema part of it.
Okay. I'm writing this down. So you'd like her to be on water bliss and crystal bliss.
And Nitro Extreme.
Okay. And Nitro Extreme.
That might be all she needs.
Okay.
Other than a new
tell us about and tell us about the digitalis. You mentioned that before. What would that do for her?
Well,
compared to, let's say, a Lasix.
See, congestive heart failure means the heart muscle is not contracting vigorously enough. It's weak. And that's what causes backup of fluid. But it could be, I don't think you could make the diagnosis on ankle edema. You have to hear it in the lungs at least to be to call it congestive heart failure, because other things can cause it. At any rate, digitalis goes back, 100 years, and was the first major natural drug, really, coming from foxglove. And it does have to be monitored. You can't use too much of it, but it does increase the strength of the heart muscle. And so my mother was thrown into congestive heart failure by an idiot doctor when she was about 78 or 9, and I just happened by to visit the day she went into congestive heart failure from him prescribing over the phone Sudafed for a cough. Now, Sudafed's not indicated for a cough, first of all. At any rate, it threw into congestive heart failure, and so I called him and demanded that he, spruce up a little bit and put her on digitalis instead of some other drug, because, we're talking about 30 years ago. I didn't know about some of these other things like the bliss oils or the Nitro Extreme back then. And digitalis was all she needed. She lived another 19 or 20 years perfectly fine without congestive heart failure.
Okay, and do you have a recommendation is digitalis a prescription drug?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She needs a new doctor anyway.
Okay. Right.
I'm going back to that physician.
Okay. What we'll do is, I'm sure she's going to listen to this broadcast. This broadcast is picked up by KLID in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and she listens on KLID. So I'm sure she's going to hear this afternoon between the hours of 4 and 6 drive time. Dr. Shealy, when I was in fourth grade, my report card said Vincent would do a lot better if he would not get distracted. And I was thinking about poor John Reagan. John Reagan's on the air every Monday with me, and he produces a great list of topics, and he's all prepared for these topics that we're going to discuss, and he's ready to go in order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, right down the list, and he says something, and I get distracted, and off I go on a tangent. And what I'm saying is, I have been distracted as early as fourth grade in recorded history. There's no question I was easily distracted. It has not changed in the last 52 years. Is that a defect that I have, that I get distracted? But it's not like I'm distracted by shiny things, but I go off on these tangents, but to me they're important because they bring back something that I think we should talk about. And obviously, this happened as easily visible when I was 10 years old. Is this common? Is this a defect? What would this be? Do you have an idea?
It means you're bright. And I'm not being facetious. Bright people have many, many ideas, and they sometimes, you know, can't fulfill all of them. They get distracted. I resemble that remark sometimes.
Well, yeah. And, you know, but you're able to focus, absolutely, you know, laser focus. You know, I've seen you at the meetups and presentations, and when you want to zero in on something, you do. But then if you know, if someone asks a question, it might remind you of something, and you'll further explain by going on a tangent and then coming back to what you were going to talk about. I mean, what I'm saying is add more information, add more clarity, add more detail by going on a tangent.
I agree. I mean, because, you know, everything is related to everything. And that's one of my favorite statements. And so when you start answering a question about one aspect, you have to look at everything possible, because nothing is clearly black and white. I mean, a bomb is pretty specific, but the ordinary events of life are not like a bomb. They involve everything in your life, from what you eat, to how you think, to how you were raised, to the genetics of your family, all of it's interrelated. And it's important not to get stuck. Like, swollen ankles do not mean congestive heart failure. They may, but there's half a dozen things that it could be.
Is there anything else that your fan in this class should think about? What else could swollen ankles mean?
Well, it could mean that she's having some trouble with the veins in her legs. That would be one possibility. It could be she could have some kind of obstruction in the lower abdomen to the vena cava. She could have some kind of kidney problem. She could have a low protein in her blood. All of these can cause ankle swelling, and they're just as likely as congestive heart failure.
Okay. Are there some specific questions that she should ask her doctor, her new doctor?
Yeah, ask him to do a regular physical exam.
Okay. And that was one of the things that I wanted to ask you about. I remember back when I was 10 years old, if I went to a routine visit to my doctor, he would say things like, okay, I'm going to look in your eyes. Okay, look in, you know, one eye and then the other. Okay, I'm going to look in your ears. And he would have this machine that would allow him to look in my ears. And he'd say, okay, stick out your tongue, open wide. Okay, he'd look at my tongue. He'd feel my glands. I'm not so sure that that happens today. I'm not so sure that we stick out our tongue. What? Really? Really, what happened that caused us to change in that medicine, the routine exams in the medical profession, where we don't stick out our tongues, or do we? Am I missing something? Because I don't remember sticking out my tongue.
The pharmacomafia and the idea that a physician can see a patient in 7 minutes or less. That's ridiculous. There's no way that you can do an adequate evaluation of a patient in 7 minutes. And, you know, in an emergency room, and they come in with gushing blood out, yes, you can go ahead and treat. But you can't do a thorough evaluation without a thorough physical exam.
Okay. What can be told by the eyelids? I remember learning that that's something, I can't remember what it was, that, you know, just looking at the eyelids, a doctor would be able to say, wait, this is an indicator of, and I'm not sure what.
Well, there are several things it could be. There is a neurologic disorder in which the eyelids are droopy. That's one possibility. But there are others. I mean, it could be thyroid function. There are certain things that can happen with the eyelids in hyperthyroidism especially. And in people who really are in congestive failure, you may even have swelling of the eyelid, edema there. So there are many, you know, the everything is part of the whole, and a disease like congestive heart failure affects every cell in the body because the heart is not pumping blood effectively.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a post on our website that talks about looking at the tongue, and it says that, you know, if you have ulcers on the tongue, you may have Crohn's disease. If you have a beefy and smooth tongue, you might have a vitamin B12 deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
If you have long furrows on your tongue, you might have syphilis. Is any of that true, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah. Again, the tongue is a part of diagnosis. You want to be sure that it doesn't give you a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you're not missing a clue that you could pick up by looking at the tongue. Yeah, it's part of a normal physical exam.
I had a medical doctor when I lived in Virginia, and I had a choice between a young guy and a really young, brand new doctor, fresh out of medical school, or an 80-plus-year-old. I chose the 80-plus-year-old. I'll tell you why when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. I'm Ben Fanelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Class
is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
When I lived in Virginia, I had a choice between a young doctor who had just graduated medical school and had done his internship and started in a private practice with some other doctors, or an 80-plus-year-old medical doctor. And I chose the 80-plus-year-old medical doctor for both me and my dad. And what I noticed was that the new practice, the doctor had an exam room, and you'd wait in the waiting room, and you'd be called by the receptionist. The receptionist would open the door and walk you to the exam room, an 8-foot by 10-foot, roughly, exam room, and the doctor would come in and examine you. In the case of the 80-year-old's practice, he had a receptionist, and his office was down at the end of the hall. His office and his exam room was just before that. So this was a long hall, and it was an older building, and he would watch you. He would actually watch from his desk. He would watch you walk down the hall into the exam room, and then he would get up from his desk and meet you in the exam room. Now, the difference is the experienced seasoned doctor had a chance to watch your gait, your posture, how you moved, and the new doctor didn't do that. And I really think that this 80-year-old doctor that I'm talking about was able to prepare a portion of his analysis, his diagnosis, based on the walk down the hallway. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. Interestingly, I think almost all of my life, I went out to get the patient.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have
to.
And
did you walk, side by side?
No, I walked behind them then. I'd say, okay, we'll go, down the hall. And I would watch them walk in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of the exam.
Right. And it was part that they didn't know that you were actually part of the exam was that walk to the exam room, right? They didn't know that. I mean, it's not that you were hiding anything. Yeah. Yeah. It's not that you were hiding anything. It's just part of it. And that's great. Well, we can't seem to fix that, Dr. Shuley, because the way modern doctor's offices are, they're set up as assembly lines, you know, in 7 minutes and out. It doesn't seem that we're practicing medicine the same way we used to with looking at the whole body. I guess we go in and say, here's my complaint, and the doctor will say, okay, let's treat that complaint without looking at the entire body. Is that right?
That seems to be very common, especially with the spooks called psychiatrists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a post on our website that talks about Parkinson's medications, dopamine. So the body, I guess, naturally will need dopamine, but as part of the brain dies, Parkinson's is a degenerative disease, and I understand that there's no cure for it. But what I'm reading on this article says that these dopamine products by Pfizer Australia have caused hypersexuality and pathological gambling. These impulse disorders are manifesting as a result of taking Pfizer's dopamine drugs. What do you think about that?
Well, it's, you know, every drug that has been used to treat something in the brain, which includes the mind as well as more physical diseases in the brain, has many, 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 quote, negative side effects. They're not side effects, they're complications.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think about it is that's the way pharmacomafia works.
When we come back, I'd like to share with you a discussion I had with one of our meetup members. And he's a Vietnam veteran. And he was exposed to Agent Orange, as were many. And he has Parkinson's-like symptoms. He has shaking of his hands. And he refused to be on these meds. And he's worked out a system where he's doing pretty well without the meds and through exercise, diet and exercise. When we come back, can we talk a little bit about what your thoughts are on how we can help ourselves without these meds?
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.